Lord, we thank you very much because you have chosen our hearts to be part of Zion, to be part of your home, part of your dwelling place. Lord, we thank you for the preparation you have made to invite us to this wedding feast, to bring us to that reality of God and man, of Emmanuel. Lord, we thank you because there is a strength in you to take us from the lowest hell and bring us to the highest heaven. And we are excited that you are calling us to be part of this 42nd generation, the generation of Elohim, of mighty men, the generation of Christ upon the earth. We are indeed privileged that you can give us the opportunity to be your people, to be your dwelling place, that our heart will be your home, a home for you. Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have their nests. We say, O Lord, we present our soul at your home. We ask that you will come in. Come in today. Come in to stay. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By many deeds of grace this evening, O God, that you might move in our hearts to give bread to the eater and bountiful seed to the sower. Bless us with understanding. Open our understanding. Open the eyes of our understanding. Let these eyes that have been shut, let them be opened today. Let the veil be broken. This veil over the heart. We come today by your Spirit to ask and request that this veil will be taken away. As we turn our heart to you, for he said that when we turn to you, and the veil will be broken. We pray that there will be a mountain up with wings. Grant us extra wings to rise into the very heavens. We bless your name. So anoint your word. So anoint our hearts, our ears. So anoint this gathering. Oh God, let it be hallowed. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We come against every defilement in every form, every workings of every form. We bind everything that is contrary to the perfect will of God. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 This evening, I would like to start from where I stopped last night, which is the same spirit as the ministry in the morning. It is possible that some of us are hearing some things that are new, that we are not used to. And I realized that there is a lot of change that is coming in the content of the ministry that is coming. And the burden in my heart today is that is that we all will follow on. And it is good that we have started from Thursday. So we have some time to build up. So this morning, this evening, I want to start from a foundation. So that when the message goes up, we can follow. Amen. In the morning, we heard about the invitation to the marriage, to the wedding of Christ the head and Christ the body. And it is possible that some of us are still hearing the trumpet of come out of Babylon. The message of coming out of Babylon is not the same as the message of marriage. I don't know if you are with me. The message of coming out from Babylon is different from the message of getting married to the bride. And some of us may be going through the experience of those brethren in the Acts of the Apostle in chapter 19. Paul met some brethren and he asked them, "Have you received of the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They said, "We don't know if there is anything called Holy Ghost. What we know is that you should repent, and we have repented." It is possible that some of us are still in that place. So when we start hearing the message of marriage, of the bride and the bridegroom, of the soul, it's like in our hearts, what is God saying? How do I apply it to me? Amen. Paul said, "I will not have you to be ignorant." And I believe God doesn't want us to be ignorant. Amen. The Bible tells us that there are three courts. I hope those at the back can see. Okay. So there are three courts. And there are three messages. In the tabernacle, there are three sections. And each of these sections has a message. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, there are four sections. Number four is the world. Number one is the body. And it's the same thing as number one is the body, number two is the soul, and then number three is the spirit. And each of these sections has a ministry, has a message. And number four is Egypt or the world. And God is calling the people, and there is a journey. Amen.
Amen.
When God calls you, He brings you to a reception. You come into a reception. If I invite you to my house, you first come into a reception. When you come to reception, you have not yet entered the house. I remember the story I used to tell when I went to England to the Buckingham Palace. When you go there as a visitor, you are outside the gates. You know, you walk around it. You take photographs. You take photographs. You say, I've gone to Buckingham Palace. Amen.
Amen.
It is only very privileged people that can enter. You cannot say you have seen the Queen. Because the Queen is inside. God said He will meet with us between the wings of the The journey is long. Amen. And you know, God has been calling people all through the ages to come. I enter. Amen.
Amen.
Some will enter in like Martin Luther. They will get a reception. And that's where they stop. So other people will come and go more than it. Martin Luther came and said, the just shall live by faith. That is the message of being born again. Amen.
Amen.
That's the little he knew. Somebody else came and said, no. There is another message. Of baptism. Some other people come and say, no. There's another message of holiness. I used to be in one of those places where we used to sing one song, peace, purity, power. Peace, purity, power. Amen. That you receive peace, then purity before you receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's where he ended. In fact, the other day I almost fainted. When I saw them preaching double portion. Hey, I have been grieving in my heart. Each time I see that, I say, my God, how can it happen? I want to warn you. Babylon has no respect. If you don't move forward, if this church doesn't move forward in 5 years, it's a very long time, you will not recognize what will be happening here. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
God has called us to move forward. And the message of reception is not the message that God is bringing to us. He said, come out from among them. Come out from Babylon. Come out from the organization of man. Come out from this, come out from that. That is the message of the outer court. This is outer court. Amen.
Amen.
That is the message of the outer court. The message of that outer court has two. There are two main burdens in that message. And even that message, many of us are even struggling with it. Sometimes it's even difficult to go beyond it. And that is the message of repentance. Huh? It is the message of the cross. Amen.
Amen.
And even now, that message, many are not preaching it. The biggest message they're bringing is what? Double portion. Prosperity. Return to sender. Amen. And that is a very, very, you know, the very worst portion of that kind of message. Amen. So the foundational message God gives us is what? Repentance. From dead works. So Hebrews chapter 6 tells us that the foundation of Christ is what? Repentance from dead works. Amen.
Amen.
But that's not where God wants us to be. But it's a good place to start. Amen.
Amen.
And if God gives us time, we will preach it. Because it's important that we have a right foundation. I am aware by the Spirit that some of us do not have a good foundation. And because we do not have a good foundation, going forward and falling back, going forward and falling back. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the next message of the altar call is baptism. Is baptism holiness or sanctification and consecration. Those are the three messages of the second experience in the altar call. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Holiness. Baptism. And baptism, you start with baptism in water. And baptism in water is just the foundation, yet it's important. Because it signifies a covenant with God to return back to the heavens. Amen. Adam used to walk with God in the heavens. Adam was a heavenly man. But he chose to become an earthly man. In other words, Adam climbed down from heaven down to the earth. Instead of feeding from the light of God, he began to eat beans and garri and so on. Amen. So baptism, it's a consecration to God that I want to go back. I want to begin to walk with God in the high places. Amen. And it's a declaration to the world that I am no more going to be an earthly man. My mind is going to be a heavenly mind. My emotions are going to be set on the things above. My will is going to be the will of God. My desire will be only on you, O Lord. Amen. That is the message of baptism. It's the message of consecration. It's the message of holiness. And this is where the altar call has failed. No, when we say altar call, it is the soul. It is the soul. Because it's the soul that is going through all these experiences. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the soul that sin it. And we will deal with that later on. Amen.
Amen.
So, now when we come to the reception, it doesn't do much for the soul. So we see many struggling. We see a lot of energy to overcome the world. You know, Paul was in that kind of place. He says, the things I want to do, I do not do. It's the things I don't want to do, those are the ones I do. He said, oh wretched man that I am. That is the place where many believers are. And it's the place where many get there and they turn back. They say it is too hard. It's not easy to be a Christian. They are grumbling. Amen. The Bible says, except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom. When you come into this reception area of the altar court, you are seeing the kingdom. But this is a different thing to enter. Amen. When the Bible talks about the kingdom, he's speaking about the altar court and the holy place. And that's what Hebrews calls the sanctuary. Hebrew calls it the sanctuary. It's the real house. And it is the part that is covered. This place is covered. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the house. Many of us just entered the reception and we think we have arrived. Hallelujah. And like I'm saying, the message of the altar court is repentance, consecration. I will serve you because I love you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is another message. And that is the message that God is bringing to us. It is the message of the soul. Not just the message of the soul. It's the message of change. Amen. In the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, many people think, because I'm born again, they say I'm ready to go to heaven. How can a man who is in heaven go to heaven? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother O.S.
Yeah.
How can a man in heaven go to heaven? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Because the kingdom of God is where? Within you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, you know, in the prayer we read yesterday, we prayed a prayer in the night. Our Father who art where? In heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So if God is in you, then means heaven is in you. Don't you understand? And Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, tells us that before God went to that heaven, the devil went there first. He said that the devil said, I will arise. I will go to the sides of the north, which is Zion. Is that also? He said, I will be like God. I will be like the Most High. I will spread over Zion. Amen. Don't you understand? David said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. Amen. So as we are coming into the world, in that heaven in you, darkness has already, darkness they can't be already. Darkness has already arrived there. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Amen.
Amen.
So the altar court message, which happens to, which is what some end time people are preaching, if you permit my use of that word, which some kingdom people are preaching. It's an altar call message. The baptism in water is an altar call message. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is an altar call message. Amen.
Amen.
When you are baptized with water, it's your body that is baptized. When you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, it is your spirit that is baptized. How about your soul? And your soul is God's dwelling place. Don't you understand? So Hebrews said, there remained yet a rest for the people of God. Amen. So let me draw it on the board. So this is the body. This is the soul. And this is the spirit. Baptism of the body is by a man. Brother Ibere, Brother Isaac, Brother O.S., all the elders, they will baptize you in water. And your body must enter the water, covered by water, and you are brought out. It means you are buried. The old man is buried. The condemnation of the old man is buried. Egypt and Pharaoh is buried. Amen. And then they bring you out. It is a newness of life. You are saying now the new man of the soul. The new man of the soul is beginning to dominate. Before, the natural man was dominating. The soul was living a carnal life. Now the soul will begin to live the new life of Christ. Amen. It is a sign. It's a language of signs. Amen. It is a sign that I am buried with Christ and I'm going to arise. From now, I want to be a man of the heavens. Amen. I'm going back to Eden where I came from. I'm returning back. That's why God said when they are leaving Egypt, they must come with a staff. That staff is the beginning of a journey back. Amen. And they must eat bitter herbs, which speaks of repentance. I'm coming there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm taking time to explain, because I don't know when we can explain it again. Amen. Because the Bible says, without vision, my people perish. Particularly many of you young men and women who are born in Igbe Fellowship. You are born inside the Igbe Fellowship. You don't know where your parents came from. You don't know why your parents behave in a particular way. Yeah, they say Zion, you follow them Zion. Sometimes you are confused. You say, why don't we have a pastor? Why don't we do so and so and so? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where there is no vision. Amen. You must have a vision you are following. And I hope it's not you are not following any man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must understand clearly where you are going to. Amen.
Amen.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost and it is Jesus that baptizes you according to the book of Acts. Jesus baptizes you. What it means is that the Spirit of God comes into your spirit and takes it over. So one part of you has been completely overtaken by God. Amen. Your spirit completely belongs to God. The energy of the Holy Ghost begins to energize your own spirit. I wish we had a red, I will show you, but here you have the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit invades your spirit.
Amen.
The Bible says it is a down payment. It is a deposit. God is showing you what is going to happen to your soul. Amen. As your body was immersed in water, your spirit is now immersed in Christ. Amen. And it is a prophecy to your emotion, to your mind, to your desire. Amen. That my soul is also going to be immersed into Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So Christ in you is the hope. But there is a reality that is coming to your soul.
Amen.
And that is when the soul enters into the sanctuary. When your soul comes into the temple of God. When your soul becomes a spiritual man. Amen. We'll talk about this a little bit more. Amen. But I don't know if you are following me. Good. So, this is what they call deposits. I have gone to buy a car. 3 million naira. I don't have all the money. I say, take 1 million. Next month I will bring another 1 million. The next month I'll bring another one. Then I will take the car. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God comes into your spirit, remember he says, I have chosen Zion as what? My dwelling place forever. Hallelujah. God doesn't take all of you at the same time. He says from glory to glory. Is it in your Bible? Amen. He said from faith to faith. Is it in your Bible? Hallelujah. That's how God works. So, the first measure of overtaking is the Spirit. And many of us in this room, the water of the Holy Ghost has dried. At the end of this conference, that dryness will be history. Amen. What I mean is, not after the conference, after 2-3 days, then it dries. My body is that you will come to the place where you know how to keep that river flowing. Amen. I want you to know that there is a river in you. There is a spring in you. Amen. When sadness comes, when you hear a bad news, I heard bad news this evening. Amen. All I did was to open the tap. I said, Holy Ghost, river flow. flow in my mind. Flow in my emotion. Within 20 minutes, the devil has run away. Amen. The devil will come. Bad news will come. The times of calamity will come. Trouble is all over. If your house is not deep, Eh? If your foundation is not deep, that is, if your soul doesn't know how to reach into your spirit and bring the life of God, don't you understand? If you don't have that ability, evil will sweep you away. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not teaching cock and bull story.
You didn't tell me about
this is the soul. The soul must know how to enter into God and bring life out. Amen. You wake up in the morning, you feel sad. You feel depressed. You don't feel like praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe no money in the bank.
And,
the contract didn't work out.
You
went for the interview, they gave it to another person. Amen. What are you going to do? Someone said, why should I be discouraged? Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. That is English language. Do you know how to encourage yourself in the Lord? I recover all. Amen. Hallelujah. Does somebody know how to recover all? And the Bible says, I'm having done all to do what? Stand. Amen. The Bible says, a righteous man will fall 7 times. It didn't say the righteous man will not fall. But it said that the man will arise 7 times. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the devil knock you down, you stand. He knock you down, you stand. He knock you down, you stand. He said, let me run away with this man. It's like this man is like learning the trick. Amen. That's why we are here this weekend. That we will learn the trick of knocking out the devil. Amen. You cannot knock out the devil until you learn how to bring the Holy Ghost into your soul. Amen. This Holy Ghost that has come into your spirit must land in your mind, in your emotion, in your desire. Hallelujah. Amen. You must learn how to walk in the Spirit and how to overcome. I have not yet arrived, but I'm going there. Amen. So what am I saying? I'm saying that it's a specific message for the soul. There is a specific message for the soul. And Brother Isaac was touching it in the morning. The soul cannot just go and marry Christ. You understand? Because this place is the place of marriage, union. It's the place where God and man meet. It's the place where mortality and immortality meet. It's the place where the heaven and the earth meet. Hallelujah. It's the place where man is swallowed up. When we say man, we mean the soul. Because man is soul that lives in this physical body and has a gift of a spirit from God. Amen. If you waste time and the heart stops pumping, the body becomes weak. The body can no longer support your soul. Your soul has to go back to God. Don't you understand? Do you understand me? Amen.
Amen.
This body is given to minister to the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you waste time, if you play around, and if I play around, that my soul does not receive the change it should receive, and it becomes time off for the body, the soul has to go back to God. And when the soul gets to God, it's going to be weighed. The Bible says we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Because when you get there, they will be looking for the soul in the looking for Christ in your soul. How much of Christ is in your soul? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul must be changed. And it's only when the soul has been changed that it can be married to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Can we look at Hebrews chapter 8? Amen.
Amen.
We are still discussing the message of the outer court, the message of the holy place, and then the message of the holiest of all. Amen. I want to make sure we understand the difference. And then when it is very clear, we will move forward. And then we will talk the detail of that message of the soul, the change of the soul. Amen. And if we have time, we will talk about the message of the union. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember that young lady called Esther? Remember her? Esther is an example of you and me. Esther is an example of the bride of Christ, who is to be married to the King, who is Christ. Do you understand the message? Amen. Esther did not just walk and go and marry the King. She had to walk.
Huh?
6 months. Another 6 months. Amen. Before she was ready to meet the King. Some rascals have been preaching that immediately you are born again, boom, they will blow you and you'll go away. I hope nobody believes it in this room. Amen.
Amen.
The soul must be changed. That is the message of this conference. So can we say together, my soul must be changed. So let us declare it as a prophetic declaration. You know, David said, my soul, wait on the Lord. So now we are going to declare to our soul that it must be saved.
Amen.
My soul must be changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There must be a change in your soul. And that is the work of the holy place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The outer court is the place where the soul is judged. The outer court is the place where the soul is initiated into a heavenly life. and prepared with the ability to walk in the spirit, ability to see things in the spirit, ability to hear the voice of God, ability to discern the spirit of God and devils, ability to begin to eat in the heavenly places. Don't you understand? Ability to hold and to walk in the things of God. Amen. It's an initiation. They can initiate you and you repent and go back. In Pilgrim Progress, the man got there and went back. And there are many, many who have gone, they are on their way back. May we not meet such people. May they not have sweet tongue to confuse us. Amen. He said, but because we are of them that do what? That believe to what? The saving of the soul. Amen. We are not going to draw back. We must press on. Hallelujah. There are many temptations on the way. Many false doctrines on the way. Many discouragements on the way. Hallelujah. But we are not of them that draw back. We are going to press on to the saving of my mind, my emotion, my desire, my will, and to the highest place, my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. So I hope we will be able to touch all those during this conference. Amen. Because one man came to Jesus, he said, tell me the biggest commandment. Tell me the greatest commandment. Amen. He said, hear, O Israel. Hear, O church in Igbe. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with what? With all your soul. With all your heart. With all your mind. With all your strength. See, to all these ones, the law and the prophets, they speak to. Amen. Hallelujah. That is our business this weekend. Amen. So Jesus summarized it for us. And nobody in this room should be blown away with every wind of doctrine. Amen. The greatest message is not prosperity. Because they seek it first, the kingdom of God. Amen. Where is that kingdom of God? In all your soul. In all your mind. In all, everywhere. Amen. So if you are a student, the kingdom of God. You are a worker, kingdom of God. Housewife, kingdom of God. A little boy, kingdom of God. Amen. I'm very happy that these little children are here, because the devil that goes to them is the same devil that comes to you. Amen. There is no little baby devil. Devil is devil. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So wherever you find yourself, you have one job in life. my soul. Amen. If I'm going to marry wife, I say, wife, do you agree? Salvation of the soul. And my people, they know. If the man does not know tabernacle in the soul, is it not so? If the man does not know tabernacle in the soul, I cannot marry him. Say amen now.
Amen.
Sister. The man, he has come. The brother. Do you have tabernacle in your soul? The man said, I want to go to Dubai. Bye bye. End of discussion. Amen. Brother, you ask the sister. Do you have tabernacle in your soul? I didn't say, are you in Ikpe Fellowship? I said, do you have tabernacle in your soul? He said, no. Do you want to have? He said, no, I want to go to Dubai. End of discussion. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very simple.
Amen.
You must understand it. That's why I have not gone forward. That's why I'm still there. Amen. Because I want to make sure you understand it. I want to open your heart and put it inside. So even if they wake you up in the night, you will start speaking tabernacle in the night. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, Hebrews chapter 8. Verse 8.
Yeah,
amen. Now it says God had a problem with the old covenant. Can you imagine? God had a problem with the old covenant. Why? Because the old covenant could not preach the message of the holy place. The old covenant could not address where the problem was. Amen.
Amen.
The man said, I was shaping in iniquity. He said, God desires truth where? In the inward part. In the place where the devil has gone to. That's why when you come to the fellowship, the young people are watching football inside fellowship. They are playing internet in the fellowship. Because the fellowship is not addressing where the problem is. It's not to say, do not watch internet. Do not watch television. Junior, don't go here. That is old message. Amen.
Amen.
The young people will be laughing at you. Because with their body, they are in Ikpe Fellowship. But with their mind, they are in Arsenal. Amen.
Amen.
When you call them, let us pray in the morning. It's okay now, let's pray. Are they here now? Oh yeah, let's start praying. But in their mind, they have traveled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, wife, let's go to fellowship. It's okay, let's go now. She stands with you in the fellowship in Terekede, but in her mind, she has gone to Abba and she's shopping inside Abba. No, be so. No, be so. Amen. He said, "Daddy, sit down." He said, "Daddy, I sit down." But inside my heart, I am standing on. Have you heard this before? I have heard it. So God said, "I find fault with the old covenant." Amen. God has a problem with the altar call message. The altar call message is not addressing the problem of the man. The altar call cannot address besetting sin. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. You don't want to say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, no, don't say now. We'll say. Amen. After God message cannot address besetting sin. Because besetting sin is an altar in the emotion. Don't you understand? There is an altar where somebody is making offering inside the emotion. And you are telling him, sit down, stand up. Stand up and praise the Lord. How about the man inside? Is the man inside standing up also? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said, I have a problem with the altar call.
Verse 8.
He said, "For behold, the days come when I will make a new covenant." Amen. That's why we are here this weekend. The new covenant.
Amen.
Before I go forward, let me go back again because I want to make sure that it is very, very clear. In Romans chapter 2, Paul said he is not a Jew that is one outwardly. Is it in your Bible? Huh? So he's not a Jew that is a Jew outwardly.
Huh?
Go to the last verse of Revelation. So he is a Jew that is one. A Hebrew. Inwardly. Amen. Look at it. Verse 28, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. Many of us, God called us out of Babylon according to you, but we didn't understand the message. The message is that we don't have pastor. That's not the message. The message is not that you share, I share. That's not our message. Amen. The message is that God wants what? He wants the circumcision. Verse 28. But he's a Jew, which is one. Inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. In the spirit. Not in the letter. That's why God brought us out. That he might deal with the man inside his body. Amen. For said, though the outward man perish, that the inward man is what? Renewed day by day. Every day, the inward man must be renewed. Every day, you are becoming stronger on the inside. Every day, the sun is arising in your soul. Every day, you are partaking of resurrection inside. Hallelujah. So if the devil traveled and comes back, he will meet a different person. Hallelujah. If the devil knocks you down, by the time he comes back next time, he cannot touch you because you have become stronger. There are altars inside the heart that must be broken down. There are foxes, birds, wild beasts, creeping things, different kind of spirits that have bury themselves inside our soul. Do you know that devils live in blood? Is anybody that knows that? Spirits are transferred from blood. Don't you understand? Who told you are an Akwa Ibom man? Who taught you Akwa Ibom language? Amen. There are spirits coming from back. They were given to you by blood. Hallelujah. God says, I will go there. I will enter inside. And I will change you from the dead. Amen. Any message that cannot address the foundation is not from God. Amen. Hallelujah. So God said, I have a problem with that altar call message. I have a problem with these rules and regulation message. And God has convinced me. Me too, I have a problem with it. Because the message I've been hearing has not been of help to me. Amen. Amen. There's a song we sing in our youth camp. I am free, I am free. Jesus broke the chain of darkness. I am free. Life has meaning now for me. I've been given liberty. Amen. Through the blood of Calvary, I am living, I am free. Is it not so? Amen. Hallelujah. It's not grammar, I'm talking about reality. Amen. So we are talking blood for blood. Because the blood of Jesus also has spirit. It is spirit against spirit. Amen. Leviticus 17:10 it says, for the life of the flesh is where? In the blood. Blood. It's a spiritual reality. The blood of Akwa Ibom is a spiritual reality. Amen. The blood of Adam is a reality. English language cannot address it. New Year resolution cannot address it. The spirits that have lodged inside. So we're not living here. Have you come to remove us before time? Amen. You need another spirit. And you need the spirit of the new Adam. Of the second Adam. To cancel the spirits of the first Adam. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why he says, when you receive that blood, Christ comes into your soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Christ that comes in your soul has one mission. To take over the whole soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It is a spirit of adoption. It is coming to take everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will talk about it later.
Amen.
But let's go back to our Hebrews. No, go back to Hebrews 8. Because I want you to understand the new covenant. We're not following a doctrine called end time. There's nothing like end time doctrine. Or kingdom doctrine. There's nothing like kingdom. All those are English language that men have coined. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God only understands one thing. I will make a new covenant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in this covenant, you are the temple. You are also the priest. You are also the offering. You are also the altar. Everything is within. Amen. David was a New Testament priest. Don't you understand? He was a New Testament priest that lived in the old. He said, my soul, praise the Lord. What language is that? It's the language of the new covenant. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, my soul, praise the Lord. Who is the minister in this new covenant? Your mind is the priest. Your desire is the priest. Your emotions is the priest. Amen. Hallelujah. So you say, my soul, praise the Lord. I will lift up my soul. Hallelujah. So in my Father's house, my soul is the minister unto God. My soul brings offering to God upon the altar of my heart. Don't you understand what they are saying? In Proverbs chapter 4, he says, guard your heart with all diligence. Show you that. Proverbs 4:22. He says, for out of it are what? It's a river of life. Amen. Amen. Do you know there is a river in you? In the Old Testament, it's not so. The river is outside. But in the New Testament, the river is within you. It says, spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you. Oh, city of God. Oh, city. Oh, city. For the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Amen. Say his foundation is in the holy mountains. Because the mountains are within you. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm making sense to somebody. Amen. There is a new order in time. The game has changed. He said that you are. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Do you know God is saying that you too should be the resurrection? Amen. Jesus said, I am the truth. Because he wants you to also be the truth. Truth is a person. Life is a person. Life is a person also. Life is a person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Out of you will flow rivers. Hallelujah. What are we saying? Say there's a new covenant. That new covenant, he said, there is a river within you. Therefore, guard it with all diligence. Hallelujah. When you are stirred up, you open the river and it begins to flow. Amen. When we come together, every man open his river. And you start flowing. It's not you share, I share. That is old stuff. That is old stuff. You share, I share. Old stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, so there is a river that makes glad the city of God. Amen. You say, every joint supplies. Whether you are at home or inside, you are supplying. You are giving life. You are ministering life. Amen. How is the devil going to understand that? Who is the head? Who is the chief elder? Because there's no room for that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, there is a new order in town.
Oh,
Zion is arising.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
We must rise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's speaking of a new covenant. And we are that new covenant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So he says, let's go back to our Hebrews. And I think that you should have your biro to write down the questions. If it's not clear, write it down. If God doesn't answer you, then you bring it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what are we saying? We are saying that there is a new covenant. And that covenant, God says, I will put it within you. Let's read a little bit of this covenant. Let's read it a bit. Verse 10. Say, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. I want you to read it because I'm not going to read it. You will read. Then after that, I will continue. So that, if we say this brother here has come again. Amen.
Amen.
So sister, all of us, we are going to read. All of us. Let's read it. Verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. And stop. Oh yeah, let's read. I will put my laws into their mind. No. We didn't read it well. Let's start again. Who is there? Into my mind. So let's read it. All right, go. I will put my laws into my mind and write them in their heart. In my heart. And I will be a God to them. And I shall be to God a people. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so what did we read? The new covenant equal to your mind. Is that correct? Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
If they catch you and say, what is the new covenant? You say, my mind. Okay, so everybody, now when I say new covenant, you hit your mind, you hit your head.
Okay.
I'm not joking, no. New covenant, my mind. Okay, no, you didn't get it. No, they were class number two. Oh yeah, let's start again. New covenant, my mind. New covenant, my heart. Okay, let's go again. New covenant, my mind. New covenant, my heart. Amen. So when they ask you, what did you learn from the conference? You tell them, new covenant, my mind. New covenant. My man. Amen. They will ask you, how about prosperity? About kill and bury. Return to sender. Die. He said, no, that's not the new covenant. New covenant, my mind, my heart. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 They have deceived us for too long. The devil has deceived us for too long. Amen.
Amen.
No more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, when I was a child, I speak like a child. I behave like a child. Now I'm coming to maturity. For say, let us go on to maturity. Amen. We are going to maturity. Amen. God told Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. Be a matured man. The milk is too much. God said, I'm going to take away the feeding bottle. And I will send somebody to do something to you. And $1 will become 500 now. Amen.
Amen.
The feeding bottle will drop.
Amen.
When the kidnapper knocks on your door,
and this is the moment,
all your fasting has not worked. You go back to God, say, God, what's the problem? God said, drop the feeding bottle. Come up higher. Amen. If you are not getting up higher, go and check very well.
Though.
Amen. We have decided to come up higher. Hallelujah. And when we decided to come up higher, we began to see some things. Says, God is concerned about my mind. I hear some people say tabernacle is the Old Testament. Really? But we happen to read in Hebrews now, is it not so? Amen.
Amen.
The tabernacle is about the mind. Amen. From the beginning to the end. Every message there is about your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Romans chapter 8 is talking about that. Amen. It's talking about the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. Paul calls it the spirit of your mind. Amen. It's not for this night. Maybe we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Amen.
But brethren, God has given us all that we need to overcome. The people in the world, they have copied the mind, they call it computer. This is one of them. This is a copy of my mind. They call it, what's this one? They call this one a smartphone. My mind is smarter than this phone. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, the young people have been deceived. And even the older people have also been deceived. That the things of God are done. The things of God are done. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are discovering that that is not true. He says in his presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
So what have I been saying for the past few minutes? I just wanted to get your attention so that the message can start. Amen. Have we succeeded?
Amen.
Because the message has not yet started. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, I will make a new covenant. And that covenant is about the inward man, that man inside. How many people have seen their mind before? Sister, you have seen your mind before. Bro, how does it look like? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Paul and Moses said, Lord, that has been our dwelling place in all generations.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Morning is just starting, brethren. Hallelujah. You know, there's a new gospel that is going to be preached. Amen. So Moses is saying that in eternity you were there with God. Then you have Alpha and Omega. At the end of Omega, you will continue with God. Don't you understand? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This body, we are going to know the body in a new way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to know the body in a new way. We are going to find out that this body is a spiritual body. If the soul becomes spiritual, the body will become spiritual. The body is now a natural body because the soul has fallen down. And what God is trying to do is to bring our mind up a bit. Because the mind should be in the holy mountains. Don't you understand? The mind should be operating in a very high place in God. Say, for I dwell in the high and holy place. Amen. With him that is of a contrite spirit. When you say you want to be joined to Christ, do you understand what we are saying? We are saying my mind is going to change.
Hallelujah.
And my mind will begin to walk in a higher dimension. Jesus was sitting with them. They began to murmur in their hearts. What do you think happened? He began to hear the murmuring in their
hearts.
Are you ready to hear the murmuring in the heart of people? You will run mad. That's why you should be careful the prayer you are praying. Because God will show you division, show you the sister. I saw the sister. That sister is not born again. She's not born again. She's deceiving us. So be careful the prayer you pray. Amen. Do you understand what we are talking about? Jesus began to hear their conversation. He began to hear their thoughts. Is in your Bible? They said, what manner of man is this man? It is a new man. Amen! It's a new man. And that new man is going to walk in the air. He'll walk in New York, amen. He'll walk in this Nigeria, amen. I want to be that man. I must be that man. That new man. Hallelujah. He was began to hear. Oh yeah, let's read it. Look at it. Verse 11. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. That word know is a very bad word. It doesn't tell you what is going on. Eh? Okay, if the internet is not there, I will show you tomorrow. Let's finish the message. Amen. Okay, Eido, touch that word, Eido. He said to be aware. This one is practicing. Who has Android Bible? That's it. Android Bible. Tell you have Android Bible there. Read it to us. Okay. It says to know by the senses of the mind. There are senses in your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Paul was praying that the eyes of understanding might be
enlightened.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, let's go back. Because we're not ready. We'll look for it. And he says, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me from the list. The New Testament is about revelation. The revelation of Christ to your soul. The personal revelation of Christ to you. Amen.
Jesus Christ.
God begins to reveal himself. It's a dimension of walk in God. What I'm trying to do this night is just to introduce it. Amen. We will show from scripture. And it will be so clear that you will not doubt. Amen.
Amen.
That God created you to operate from your soul, not from your body. Amen.
Amen.
God did not create you to depend on your physical eyes to see. Amen.
Amen.
God did not create you to hear with this one, but to hear. It was it. Amen. Adam climbed down. And shut down in the spirit. But when you were baptized, what you said, I will go back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I don't know if you understand the message I'm trying to bring. I'm saying that when the Spirit of God begins to baptize us into Christ, because the Bible says that it is the Holy Spirit
Christ,
the Holy Spirit in your spirit that baptizes your soul. The Holy Ghost you have received in your spirit wants to bring your mind into Christ. I don't know if somebody is listening to me. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes into your spirit that he might enter into your soul. And when he enters into your soul, he begins to take your mind and bring you into
Christ.
In other words, the Holy Ghost begin to integrate Christ into your soul. So that your soul becomes joined to Christ. That is what is called the marriage of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
It is not rice in the sky. Somebody said the marriage of a lamb is we're going to eat rice for 7 years up. That is not it. We are talking about Christ into the soul. To take over the nature of the soul. That's why it says, I will put my law. I write it within the soul. Amen.
Amen.
We will be explaining that tomorrow and days to go. Amen. So what are we saying? The new covenant is about the soul, about the mind. The soul has a head. And the head of the soul is the mind. That's why God said, I'm going to go to the head of the soul, the mind. And there I will write my law. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to change the nature of the mind. Hallelujah. So you will find that the things we'll be speaking about, we'll be talking about the mind. We'll be talking about the mind. And Paul said, be thou transformed.
Eh?
By the what? Renewing of the mind. Oh yeah, show us that one. Show you, show it. I think. Okay, just 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Amen. Romans 12. Say, be not conformed to this world, but be thou metamorpho. When you say transform, you think it means one being, it just means change from glory to glory. Amen. How are you changed? By what? Renewing of the mind. Why do you think the devil has taken over the mind of the people? Huh? That's why the devil is investing on the smartphone. Amen. Whoever wins the mind has won the soul. If you want to overcome besetting sin, listen to me.
Amen.
There is no, it's not the magic. It's not just like, if you like, fast from here to Aba and come back. The mind must change. Amen.
Amen.
When the mind changes, the man is victorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil knows this, so that's why he first of all attack your mind. Fear is to attack the mind. Boko Haram will come and throw one bomb in Abuja. They wait on. The people start shaking. They go to Gwagwalada, throw another bomb. The people start shaking. They say, yes, we have got them. Then they go near Asarok and throw one bomb. Say, yeah. Everybody start shaking. There are not many, very few people. They are terrorizing everybody. Why? It's in the mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, if we are going to overcome, we are going to overcome in the mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That's why it says, I will go there and write my law. So the ministry of the new covenant and the message of the holy place. What qualifies you as a holy place church? Or as a holy place Christian? Is Christ in your mind. And it is called Emmanuel. God in my mind. That is Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You must bring God into your mind. You want to cook a dika ekon, cook it by the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't hear hallelujah. Amen. You want to go to Abad by the Spirit. You want to sweep the floor, you sweep it by the Spirit. You are sweeping the floor. You are sweeping the floor. Your mind goes to the scripture. It says a woman was sweeping and he was looking for the lost coin. Who is the lost coin? Who is the woman? Do you see now? The sweeping is no longer the ground. The sweeping has entered inside your soul. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are cooking afan. You add what's the other one? The
okay.
You add the chicken. Okay, love it together. Okay, what do you have? You have beef. You have beef. Beef.
Amen.
Amen. Then you start boiling the water. God says that young men, you must let the message boil in your heart before you start running. Amen. The message must be cooked before you can serve the message. Amen. So you say, fill the pot with water. Fill the pot with water. After some time, it will become wine. So you are cooking a dikangikon, but you are reading your Bible inside a dikangikon. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So anything you are doing, Holy Ghost. Your mind is there. You are seeing mine. Amen. You are building a house. You can't lay the foundation. It says you must lay the foundation deep in Christ. The man said, I will put one coach. So no. Put three coaches. You must dig down. Because you want to hit the rock. Amen. Because Christ is the rock, is it not so? Hallelujah. So see, anything you are doing, Holy Ghost is inside. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That is a mind that is changed. A mind that is being transformed. Hallelujah. And when you begin to read the Bible, Brother Isaac was reading the Bible this morning. He says, Jesus was invited to the wedding on the third day. Why was he not invited on the first day? Why was he not invited on the second day? Why was he not invited on the fifth day? God, why is it the third day? Amen.
Amen.
Then the song comes. On the third day, he will revive us. Amen. You see, you have gone from wine and you have entered resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 They say there is outer court, holy place, holiness of all. This is my body. I have a soul. I have a spirit. So my spirit is the most holy place. My soul is the holy place. My body is the outer court. Therefore, I must not waste 3 hours painting my face. And our young people, they know how we paint the face. 1, 2. Amen.
Amen.
Every woman on the road now has 1, 2. So you remove the one that is there first. You can get the tiro. Is it tiro they call it?
Tiro.
1, 2. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How about the man inside now? You have eaten afang soup. Your mind, what has your mind eaten? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the message we are bringing to you. Amen.
Amen.
That there is a man inside. And Paul says that he must be strengthened with mind in the inner man. By the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you are not strong in this side, they will say, look at him. Don't mind the trouser is wearing. There's nothing inside. So diabetes, go there and go meet him. Hypertension, go the other side. So diabetes is coming from here. Hypertension is coming from here. They will push the man. The other one will push him. Because the man is empty inside. The soul is cast down. It is just empty soul. Your soul is that vessel that must be filled. Don't you understand? There are 6 dimensions of vessel in your soul. And God has commanded you to fill all of them with water. When you are filled with water, when the devil say, go there. No, okay, I'm not going. The rabbi went there. The man is in hell now. I'm not going. See the rabbi. Can I go there? So you must go there. No, I'm not going. I don't want to go to hell now. I want to join in the Akwa Ibom. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the sun is arising in the morning, everybody is running around. By 12 o'clock, everybody runs inside. That's how the soul is like. When the strength of God in you is strong, you don't need to be binding the devil. The energy of God from your soul will be fighting every devil around you. Amen.
Amen.
He said, let your light so shine. We have believed the wrong doctrine.
Buy.
What are you buying? Amen. When the Holy Ghost is within. When the Holy Ghost is arising in you, so when the enemy shall come in like a flood, There is something that is going to rise up. You say, yes, who are you looking for? Amen. Wrong number. Amen. We are too empty. Amen. That's why there is diabetes, hypertension. Those are spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that those locusts, when they come to you, they see, if they see a mark of God, they will run away. Amen. That's what Revelation 9 says. That they will only torment those men that do not have the mark of God. Where? In their mind. Amen. It's a mind business. And some of us have sold our mind to the devil. 3 hours, Hollywood, Nollywood. Is it Hollywood or Nollywood? Neka one. Another 3 hours, Neka two. 3 hours, Abuja Girls one. Abuja Girls continued. Last trip to Abuja, season one. Last trip to Abuja, season two. Meanwhile, your Bible is just there. Your soul is empty. Amen. Every day, pray for me. Every day, lay hands on me. Every day, lay hands on me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, no. 5 minutes. Because when you go, they ask you, did you read your Bible today?
Yes.
I'm able to read your Bible today, yes.
I am.
And what you read was one verse. One verse against 9 hours of 1, 2, 3. All the news in CNN, you listen to it. You know everything that they have done in Nigeria, you know. Some of you young people, you know the dress Beyonce wore yesterday. You know the one he wore the day before. You know the food she ate last night. You know the one she's going to eat tomorrow because it's on Instagram. Amen. But you only spend 5 minutes. Amen. Who is the saving for? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Garbage in, garbage out. It's about the mind. Amen.
Amen.
And God says that there are evil spirits flying around. They have been released. Amen. Let me close with that scripture, Revelation 7. That's why some of us are sickly. And some have slept. And some are sleeping. Amen.
Amen.
See, and after these things, I saw 4 angels standing on the 4 corners of the earth, holding the 4 winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel of ministry ascending from the east, ascending from the mind of God. Amen. Having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hold the earth and the sea, saying, hold not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God, where? In their mind. That is the new covenant. Amen. So what is he saying? There is a time given, brethren. And God is saying we are now even in the injury time. The day is fast spent. There are wild beasts already. Amen. When we go to the youth camp or the camp, they tell us that they are going to release the dog by 1 o'clock. Brother Ibere knows very well. Why he is counseling and praying for people? Quarter to 1 o'clock. Sister, God bless you. God bless you. The Lord is good all the time. Have it. The man is running for his life. Because those by 1 o'clock, those dogs don't hear English language. God, I'm sorry. Amen. Brethren, that's where we are now. The dogs are already coming out. The wild beasts are already out. Amen. The other day I saw something. A woman was walking on the road. The other man was walking on the other side. The man ran across the road and started beating her. She doesn't know the woman. The woman did not do her anything. Amen.
Amen.
The white dogs are already being released. Somebody comes out, enters a lorry, and starts driving through the street. Amen.
Amen.
By the time he finishes, how many dead? Now, when you hear it, why do you think God is showing it to you? It is a time bomb. He's telling you, hurry up. See your mind. Because very soon, they will count you among those people. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord not find me in that condition. May God not find us in that condition. He said, when the Lord comes, shall he find faith on
them.
Amen.
Amen.
We are fast heading for midnight. Midnight, the angel of death. Death will be walking on the road. It is still a miracle why Nigerians are still walking calmly. It is the grace of God. That's what we are seeing. Somebody is holding back. Somebody is holding back. May we not say as it was in the beginning. It's now and ever shall be.
Amen.
We must redeem the time. Because the days are evil. Evil spirits have been released. Because God says that you and I should have the ability to deal with those things. Amen. And you deal with them with light. If you like, I bring platoon of mobile policemen around your house. It's not the police. It's not security. There's some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. Amen. Say, by my God, I will run through a troop. By my God, I will leap over the wall. Amen. He said, surely they will come together. But they shall be broken. Amen. Surely they will come together. They will say, oh my God. Terrify them with their tempest. Thunder upon them. Come down from heaven. And God heard him. Amen. He said, shall I go? Shall I overtake? God said, go. You will overtake. And you will recover all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is God speaking to somebody here?
Yes.
The message is not an altar call message. The message is about the changing of the soul. The transformation of the mind. The mind of Christ. He said, eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. But somebody has heard. But somebody has seen. Amen. It is a function of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Is the Holy Ghost working within your mind? Is the Holy Ghost working within the soul? Is the Holy Ghost working with you? Is the spirit of adoption working in you? Amen. To bring every rebellion under the subjection. He said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are carnal. They are mighty through God. Say, bringing into captivity every mind, every imagination, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Brethren, there is an English language we are speaking. It is a message of the bride. It's a message to that soul. Say, awake, awake. Oh, Shunammite, awake. Oh, thou that sleepest, awake. Oh, sleeper, awake. My soul, awake. Say to your soul, awake, awake, awake. O Zion, and put on thy beautiful garment. Amen. For the time of the rising up is here. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is a new generation coming. I must be in it. I must be in it. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever it costs, I must be there. I do not have enemies. I do not have friends. I want to be there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, my people are those that do the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, anything that does not measure up.
Amen.
Amen. It is the price of the high calling of God. Are we willing to pay that price? Am I willing to pay the price? Have I seen the vision? Have I heard the trumpet? Jeremiah says, my soul, oh my soul, my bowels, my bowels. Say, for my soul has heard the alarm of war and the sound of the trumpet. Amen. May our soul hear this sound of the trumpet calling to my soul, awake. Rise up, rise up. Amen. And come away. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we bow our heads to pray? Amen. Amen. I want you to talk to God. This is not a story man tells you. God has to speak to you. You must be convinced. I must be convinced. I must lay that up. I must be part of this brightness. My soul must be renewed. My mind must be transformed. Whatever it will take. Amen.
Amen.
Prepare. It's coming from my prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time to make a response.
If you never can have a vote, die never for not, say, come with me.
Time to make a covenant again. Every time God speaks to me, I have to say something. Every time the word of God comes to me, I must agree with it, or I must reject it.